Good evening and morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your boy, the Saint. And of course, you already know what time it is. It is the Saint Says. Coming directly from Kansas City, Missouri, my hometown. Well, been a while. 44 days to be exact since I made the last podcast. Sorry for the delay. I have been dealing with some health problems and also just trying to take some step backs and see what's really going on. But now that is over, how are you doing? That's good. That's great. like I was saying, it's been 44 days since I did my last podcast, and I'm sorry about that. But there's been a lot of stuff going on since I did my last podcast. Namely, with my health. As you all know, that February 20th, I had a stroke. A very bad one. It affected my right side and also affected my speech, which is a little bit off, but it's still okay, I'm guessing. I go to therapy every week on Wednesday, do physical, occupational, and speech. I came a long way from just being dead on one side to perfectly healthy on the other side. And thank God for that. And also, haven't been able to work because of my stroke, which was driving me stir crazy because I'm sitting in the house and wondering what the hell I'm going to do. And I'm not being paid, so that also is a big problem. So my wife had to take a job working at a place called Jason's Deli. And she's on her feet 4 or 5 hours a day, which she could not stand. And, you know, we're getting by. We barely got our rent together. My in-laws had to help us. And basically, all in all, it's been bad and then been worse. So, go figure. Well, 44 days. Been a while. I have developed a pattern, mind you. I go to bed at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I wake up at 9:30 in the morning, which is why I'm tired throughout the day. It's not just me. It's they say it's because of the stroke, mostly because I have very, very bad bad sleeping patterns and all this other type of stuff. But I sleep during the day, which I'm supposed not to. And I make, It's just a very, very long process. And also, I cannot drive, which drives me also mad. Even though I've done it once in a while, drive over across the street and back and park the car the way I usually do and yada, 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 stuff like that. But it's been a very, very, very long to and almost a month and a half, 2 months, put it that way. But other than that, I'm healthy. I'm good. I'm straight. I am awesome. You know, basically just trying to try and make my way around this world stuff. So it's just basically, you know, basic stuff. My family, God bless them, visited me the entire time I was in the hospital. My sister, my brother and sister-in-law, you name it. But since I've been at the hospital and I've been on my own, yeah, not so much. They check in every once in a while. My brother does at least. And, sorry, that's part of my stroke. And, yeah, he just tried to come in and talk to me and everything, and then he gave me a cane, which is made of polyurethane, which is basically the most strongest substance on earth. Even I couldn't break the damn thing. And I walked around with it for a while until I couldn't walk anymore, or don't need it anymore. And basically just work on my speech. My voice sounds a little slurred, and there's a reason for that. Speech therapy has been going all right. There are some words that I can't pronounce very well. And it kind of reminds me of when I was 3 or 4 years old and I had a speech impediment, which was pretty bad. And for 3 years, I went to a speech therapist, sorry. And she pronounced my R's and O's and blah, 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 and stuff like that. And you get what you got now. So that is nothing new to me, nothing that I've not dealt with before. And yeah, slurred speech, cramping in my right arm, my right leg, mostly at the knee. Been doing some squats and thrust and balancing acts and everything. Real nice stuff. You'll love it. And basically, just physical stuff all in general. And I am trying to have a thought in my head. My memory is not great. Never has been, but it's really bad now. And it takes 3 or 4 times before I can actually decide to do something with the fact that I had my stroke. But other than that, everything else has been all right. As my truck's still running, thank God. And see, I can't remember stuff off the top of my head. I just can't. Basically, it just comes to me once in a while. And also, I lost few inches off my waist, not my stomach. Of course, my stomach stays constantly, no matter what the hell I'm built like. And so that's about all. So what else do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about Chio and how he is planning to rule the world once again? I never understood this, understand why anybody would chase after that man, period. He's an evil, manipulative asshole who is basically trying to walk on all the rights and get away with it, which is very bad. And he keeps bringing up the 2020 election, which was over 4 fucking years ago. Get over it. And he just won't do it. Just can't. He just keeps going on and on. We should. Everything is against me. Everything is against you because you brought it on yourself. The Stormy Daniels, the 91 indictments, the inflation of your own properties. Everything is biting you in your ass. Of course, you're denied the whole thing, so that's equally bad. So it's just he's everywhere. He's in TV, he's in news, he's in podcast, he's in every damn thing. You can't get a fuck away from him. He's like the world's worst disease. He's like syphilis. Just keeps coming back and coming back and keep coming back. No matter what the hell is going on, he's always right there. Abortion rights, he's right there. Election fraud, he's right there. The whole in deflation of his properties. He's right there. And I'm getting fucking tired of seeing him. I'm getting tired of hearing his voice. I'm getting tired of him, period. But that's just me. But he's just, you can't get away from him at all, period. I don't give a damn. And the old people that I work with, I'll work around, they equally don't like him. Every single one of them said the same damn thing. Trump ain't shit. Trump ain't shit. It's a Trump ain't shit. And I bear to actually to agree with him. He's just does not give a damn about nothing. And he wants to turn this into North Korea, America, basically. Wants to make us starve in our own houses and play inflation and high taxes and everything else, and the rich gets richer and the poor gets to fuck you. basically. And I'm getting tired of hearing about him. I don't know about you, but I'm really, really tired of hearing about him. Seriously. Just one thing. And also, my subject of all subjects, P. Diddy. P. Diddy, P. Diddy, DDP. They raided two of his houses during a raid in Miami and in California. He's at either one of the properties. They came in with double SWAT teams. They came in with metal armor trucks, guns drawn, every damn thing. All in the fact that he might be a sex trafficker. Yeah. Wow. I would never thought of P. Diddy being a sex trafficker, more or less a rapper. But since his, you know, since his best friend died, or lack thereof, and Notorious B.I.G., who was shot in his car 6 or 7 months after Tupac was, it kind of just unravels everything. I mean, he always had these nice, these parties at his house. He's always, quote-unquote, dinner with younger guys, and so on and so forth. So much that he jumped a plane and went to basically Dominican Republic, which was does not have extradition of any property of any kind, which is why he flew down there. And he's been down ever since. He's been down there just chilling as his bad boy. You know, so, but yeah. Him being raided and his house is being raided. And I have mixed feelings about that too, because one thing is, you know, is P. Diddy. You know, he's Bad Boy, you know, Notorious B.I.G., you know, like Craig Mack and all that type of stuff, and make bangers and remixes and everything else. You know, and Jay Fox make fun of him, take that, you know, stuff like that. On the other hand, you have the P. Diddy, the notorious womanizer, sex trafficker, supposedly, and everything else. And it just came out the blue. It's just like, I mean, 1 minute Cat Williams was talking about him on Shay Shay, Club Shay Shay, and the next day raiding his house. And I'm like, whoa, okay, they raided this motherfucker's house. I'll be damned. Well, it turns out that P. Diddy has, they look for stuff. They got computers, they got, you know, boxes of stuff and from both properties. And you haven't seen or heard from P. Diddy since. Jeez, I wonder why. But other than him, you also got T.D. Jakes, Mr. Act to be Swallowed, and everything. And I'm just like, T.D., you supposed to be better than that, man. Seriously. I mean, yeah, you preach and you're loved by the black people and stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. And you are trying to swallow somebody, blah, and everything else. So just not his style at all. It's just don't get it. But on the other hand, it is a problem with all rich millionaire billionaires that seems like, to, as P. Diddy would say, more money, more problems. So you got this billion-dollar man, and he's making millions and everything else, and poof, out comes sex accusations. It doesn't make any sense to me. And then same thing with T.D. Jakes, same thing with Jay-Z. Ah, yes, Jay-Z. It's great, you might know, it's great. And I'm just like, why the hell are they bringing all this stuff up now? And we should have brought up, 20 or 30 years ago. Makes you wonder. But then who am I to judge the government standards of what's wrong and what's right? You know, it makes no difference to me. But, yeah, but they raided his house. They took a bunch of stuff. They arrested his sons, you know, both sons. And as it was saying, as this lady was saying, they wouldn't have been too fast to do that if it was, say, a Caucasian dude. Well, I don't know about that. But I mean, depends. Sex is sex. Sex trafficking, no matter what, who color you are, whatever. And basically, they jumped all over him as soon as they had a chance. And like I said, you also had not heard from P. Diddy since this shit went down. And probably never will. And what else is going on here? Oh, the abortion rights in Arizona. Oh my fucking God. Arizona has completely banned all abortion from a law that's been around for 160 damn years. That's ridiculous. Completely banned abortion throughout the entire state of Arizona. Wow. Women can't get abortions, even though they might have been raped or incest or whatever. And doctors are thrown in jail because they do it. Does that make any sense to anybody? No, I don't think so. It's a very, very sad day in Arizona history. And of course, as always, Cheeto was the middle of that too. If they fail thing, if they get it completely banned, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, whatever. But abortion is one thing. Okay, women been doing it since the beginning of fucking time, with or without the drugs. But if you are raped severely and you get pregnant by this person that's raping you, why would you want a walking, talking reminder of your rape? I don't get it. Same thing with incest. You got a family member who had sex or raped somebody in their family, and she ends up being pregnant. One, ew. And two, why the hell would you want to walk around with abortion for the baby for an abortion that you got from incest? I don't get that either. I really do not. Probably never will. But the ban on abortion throughout the state is really, really fucking ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's stupid as hell. And no man should tell a woman what to do with her bodily organs. Sorry. Call me crazy, call me Sue, call me whatever. But the way the man is, so man thing. No, this woman's having a baby no matter what. And I understand that if you want the baby. Yes, that's totally fine. You want a children, you want a child, that's great. Pregnant all the way around. Women been popping out babies longer than tires. Just go with it. However, if that woman is, raped and mass raped and whatever, and she ended up getting pregnant by a person, and God knows I do not like killing kids or whatever. But you don't want a walking, talking, "Hello, mom, how you doing, dad?" reminder of the rape that you went through. Just not gonna happen. And abandoning abortion in Arizona just makes them want to go someplace else and have an abortion. And it's a very sad thing, sad day for Arizona. And it's very, very stupid, if you ask me. But his Arizona law is 160 years old, but it's basically the same thing that they women been throwing at women since the first man and first woman. And women have rights to pro-choice and all that type of stuff. And Arizona is booed out the damn water. And I just do not understand that. Makes no damn sense to have a person of color, of any human, white woman, that they can't do anything with their own bodies. I never understand it. I never will understand that. But equally, whatever. And what else is going on here? It's been a very long 44 days. WrestleMania. Last week. Two dates, and my God. Whoo, boy. All the wrestling, even though some people automatically think wrestling is fake. And did not call people's assholes. But every once in a while, something good comes out of it, and it's great. Like, for example, Drew McIntyre was fighting Seth Rollins for the world title, and Seth gave it all he could. I mean, he has two blown knees, has a bad back, and everything else, and Drew McIntyre came out with the win. He won and finally won in front of a crowd. Because last time he was a world champion, it was cyber. It was all the people on screens like, yay, and all that type of stuff, delayed reaction, you know, type of stuff. But this time he actually won in front of a crowd. So everybody's like, yay, Drew McIntyre, yay. That is until he decided to jump on CM Punk, who was at commentary, and CM Punk dropped his ass like a bad habit. And all of a sudden, Damian Priest, Mr. El Señor's Money in the Bank, comes out and says he's cashing in now, which is basically right because the next week he wouldn't have it at all because it expired. And he did the South of Heaven and pinned him 1-2-3. And new World Heavyweight Champion Damian Priest. All because he wanted to show off to CM Punk, and CM Punk said, hey, bravo, hey, buddy, gotcha, pal. All right. Pretty good match. And Ed Bailey won against Io Sky for the world title, women's title. R-Truth and The Miz. First time ever winning at WrestleMania, if you can believe that shit. I mean, you would think that R-Truth's been there since, off and on, since 99. So you'd think he won at least one or two matches at WrestleMania. No. This time, he actually won. The first time, he actually won. He won the tag team titles. And I can't believe that. The man's 57 years old. Sheesh. I say, goddamn. You know, he doesn't look like he's 50 any damn thing. You are like 30 or 40 or something like that. 57, yeah, whatever. But he won against, you know, some very, very good tag teams. And one side got one tag team, the other ring got the other tag team. And they're separate. But either way, he won. And congratulations on that. And then, and of course, the holy grail of all WrestleManias 1 and 2. First was a tag team. You've got The Rock and Roman Reigns against Seth freaking Rollins and the American Nightmare Cody Rhodes. Now, stipulation was very simple. If Cody would have pinned Roman Reigns, which he didn't, there would be no bloodline at his match, which was be bullshit, which was, you know, party acting. Of course, Cody lost, and of course, he has this big, gigantic mountain to hang off of just because he wants the world title. And night two came about. Cody had given up everything he could. Roman Reigns equally giving up everything he could. His family got involved. Ha ha, hee hee. And blah, blah, blah. And then The Rock came, or should I say John Cena came out. Dee, 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 dee. And he, you know, F5'd or had to adjust Solo Sikoa through a win through the Mexican announce table. Seemed like every time the Spanish announce table is always getting messed up. Either way. Then The Rock came out. Oh my God. These two stared each other down. It's been 20, well, let me see, WrestleMania, something other, I forgot. It's been about a decade since these two have been repped in a wrestling ring together. And of course, they were staring each other down. Joe Johnson was boss spot. You know, The Rock being the final boss and everything. And of course, he rock bottomed. That's in it. And just about the time he's about to whoop Cody's ass with his Mama Rhodes weight belt. No. Oh, damn. The Undertaker showed up. Boy, I just love fucking wrestling. He chokeslammed him, basically threw the ring, and disappeared, as usual. And Cody came out with triple for the Trinity Cody Rhodes, Crossroads, and pinned Roman Reigns, the man that was 1,316 days into his reign, to the mat. And new undisputed WWE Heavyweight Champion of the World, the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. Damn, that sounds good, don't it? Yeah, it's, you know, and wrestling is staged, mostly is entertainment and staged. And some of it you just can't play off. The chair shots, the ring bell, every damn thing. You can't play it off worth a damn. And they did very well. They did very, very well, by the way. And also apparently be the best WrestleMania of all time. So Cody Rhodes walked out the title. Roman Reigns walked out. He'll be gone for a while, but hopefully he'll be feeling better, and hopefully this run will, you know, he'll come back even stronger than, you know, whatever. And basically, that's a bit for WrestleMania. So back to my health. See, I get these brain fogs every once in a while. I've proceeded to have good days and then not so good days. Some things I can remember right offhand, and some things that may take a while. My wife, God bless her, just wants me to rest. And she wants me to get my strength back and my brain capacity back and everything else. And that's fine. And I'm perfectly fine with that. But the fact is, I want to go back to fucking work. I want to drive around old people all day. I want to smell the Bengay in the air. All that type of stuff. And the people of the place I work at, Wexford Place, they have been really extremely nice about this whole entire damn thing. They have sent me cards. Some of the residents sent me cards. They have sent me cards. You know, I call in, see if I'm all right. Pretty much everything. And who wouldn't want to go back to, you know, to driving for those people? Yeah, it's a part-time job, and I don't get paid very well. But the fact is that, you know, I genuinely love the people I work around. I really do. Some of the old people are just hilarious. They tell me stories about stuff and how they, when they're younger, they would do this and they do that. Every year they have a car show, and I go to each and every one of them every year because, it's a car show. And, you know, I genuinely miss them. I miss driving around, miss hearing stories. I miss them, period. And it's just hard to be away from them. It's very, very hard. But I know I have to think about my health and my well-being, and I can totally understand that. But sometimes I just think about, okay, God should be around these senior citizens. And that's very funny for me because basically, you know, there was a time when I really did not like this job. Driving around every day, you know, old people after old people, seniors after seniors. and at first I was like, okay, well, it's just a job. Well, since my stroke happened and everything has been on the table, sorry, I miss the people. I really do. I genuinely miss those seniors every day. You know, some are half walking, some are not knowing who they are and everything else. and I miss all of them. And it's just so sad that I had to be away for so long. And I get rather bored. I really do. I sit around the house and, watch the Waltons. And, vacuum the floor, sweep the floor, do the dishes, whatever. But it gets really, really boring sometimes. And then on top of that, I'm not making any money. So that also puts a strain on my wife from working all these hours at a place where she'd rather not be. Being having a stroke is a bitch. It really is. I mean, my whole right side was gone. Dead. Couldn't move an arm, couldn't move a leg, couldn't do any damn thing. And my beard grew out. My speech was slurred, as it still is. And everything underneath the sun. But, and I cannot believe I'm about to say this, so bear with me. If it wasn't for the Lord or God, I wouldn't be here. I definitely would not be here at all. Could have been a lot worse. I could have had a blood clot in my brain to the point of talking like this. I could have been dead on my right side for the rest of my life. And I genuinely could have died. I really could have. And I think about every single fucking day, and it just boggles my mind that I didn't die. I had a mishap or two. Went to the bathroom myself a few times and not fast enough to get to the bathroom. As I say, the right side of my mind was gone, so I couldn't use my right side to shave or anything else. So I just stopped shaving. And I had a beard the size of Moses by the time I got out. And I went to rehab, and they worked me out and everything. And I'm thankful for that. I really am. I'm thankful that somebody my age would actually come back from something like that is amazing. It really is. But I could have died. I could have died millions and millions of times. And then I think about it, every time I go to rehab, I see those people staying there, barely walking and walking with a walker and a cane and a wheelchair, and some of the splurs and some speech is slurred and everything else and all kinds of crap. And I could have been one of those people. I could have been quadriplegic, could have been dead on one side, could have had my mouth kind of slurred and everything else. But it did happen, and I'm on the mend. So thank you, North Kansas City, St. Luke's. But either way, I am thankful. I'm thankful for my health. I'm thankful for my wife. Thank the Lord for her. My family, my friends, and everything else. And for those who have prayed for me, thank you also. And hopefully I'll continue to get better and get myself together. It's the least I can do for those who can't. And yeah, that's about it. So, 44 fucking days. Feels like a lifetime. But I promise you that I'll try to do these podcasts once a week, if not more, and try to keep you interested as much as I can. And hopefully you'll stick around and listen to all of them, even ones that I've just made. And that's about it. That's all I can say. With that, also, I'd like to, before I go, I'd like to thank those that at the hospital who thanked who took care of me while I was ailing. And I appreciate that. This is the second time I've been in a hospital. First time it was for COVID and pneumonia back in 2020. 6 days after my mom passed away. It's a terrible, terrible thing. And this is the second time I've been in the hospital in the last 2 or 3 years. That's not a record I would love to break, trust me. But I'm grateful for all the stuff that people have done, the nurses, the doctors, everybody else. I'm thankful for my rehab and my specialists and stuff. And most importantly, I thank all the doctors for bringing back to life. And that is all I got to say about that. So with that being said, this is the Saint for the Saint Says. And keep your prayers coming. Keep them rolling. And hopefully one day I'll get on here and say that I'm completely healthy, I'm back to work, and I'm feeling great. Hopefully. And that's it. So this is the Saint for the Saint Says on Spotify.